out loud. You wake people up.
Sorry.
You soaked the outside?
2 tanks.
Up and down, like I showed you?
As far as I could splash.
2 tanks?
They're both empty, look.
I'm proud of you.
You got the inside?
I did.
Then it's ready.
It is.
When do we light it?
Whenever you want to. This is a moment, little brother. A moment when you get to choose. Do you feel it?
I just throw it into the house.
That's all it takes. What's wrong?
Is there a light on?
Where? I think I left it on when I was walking through.
Is he up there?
No.
You said he was on the
train. He's not here. You can light the match.
You told me he wasn't here.
He's not here. Stop playing around.
You steam in the house.
Give me the matches.
Let go of me.
You're being too loud.
Stop.
Shut up.
That hurts.
This is the world. You light the match or you let it burn you. Which are you?
He's our dad.
Not anymore.
Dad!
Fire and ash and power, little brother. That is what we are.
You are listening to The Call of the Void. Stay tuned. Stay safe.
My name is Simone. A lot of you probably know who I am. I knew Baker for a few years. We met in a math class. Applied mathematics and the workplace. He told me it was a gen ed and he needed help with the assignments, but I later found out he was in the top third of the class. He just needed an excuse to study with me, which, if you knew him, was such a typical Baker thing to do. A lot of people thought of him as an average guy, but he would look into a person and try to help them, truly help them for what they needed, not what it seemed like they wanted or what is easy. People don't listen like that, and when you find someone who does, it matters. I still have to learn that, but I'm trying. Thank you, Baker.
Thanks again for coming to the service.
Yeah, it looked really nice.
We got flowers from that place downtown. That's your cat.
Martin Brody.
What?
The cat. That's his name.
Oh, after the guy from Jaws?
I actually got a fish, too, but the cat killed him, so I named him Martin Brody.
I didn't realize you liked animals so much.
Well, I don't see an entire personal history every time I touch an animal, so...
He's all black. That's cool.
Almost. He's got one white paw.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Oh, shoot, you're allergic.
I'm totally fine.
Let me get you something.
No, really, I'm good.
Do you need to rinse your eyes or something?
Sure.
Here, sorry.
No, I'm sorry. My eyes are just running,
just
watering.
A second, I got a towel.
Thanks. Where'd my glasses go?
Oh, right here.
Cool.
Wow, you really can't see much without them, can you?
I'm -6.25, so no, not a thing. I get that from my dad. They're actually his old frames from the 70s.
No way.
Yeah. I was never able to find a pair I liked better, so I've been kicking it old school.
Well, I don't have any Himalayan tea or anything, but do you want some water or...
expired apple juice?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Just water would be great.
How is Simone?
She's going to be in pain for a while.
And how are you?
It's not about me right now.
I don't know what else to do, Topher.
Hey, you're not blaming yourself, okay? We're going to beat this.
I have this haunting feeling in the back of my head. What if this just keeps going on and on, and we push it away, but it comes back again and it's worse? What if it just gets worse and worse each time? It just gets stronger.
Then we get stronger too. We need to.
I'm sorry I kind of disappeared last year.
Oh, no, that's fine.
These mental rifts, waking nightmares, whatever they are, they started a while ago, and I just got scared. I got really scared. And I tried getting pets, but my cat killed my fish, so I've just been in a really dark place, and I didn't want...
I'm not gonna judge you, Etsy. How often are you having the episodes?
Every day. Sometimes I can't even tell when they start and when they stop.
You could get some help.
I tried, okay? I tried that, but this isn't something a medical doctor understands, Topher. This isn't something anybody understands.
You're right. But if it gets too claustrophobic, when it gets too claustrophobic, I'm here.
Thank you.
This is the last of the doll charms we have in the back. At least the ones with the pin urns.
Okay, I'll order some more.
Do you need help restocking? I'm supposed to get over to Madhouse tonight.
I got it.
Okay, stay safe.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Are you still open?
Jonah the service tech. Is Mason sending you to spy on me now?
Does he do that?
Like the Cold War.
Well, it wasn't my job description.
What can I do for you?
I'm actually here on account of another incident.
Someone other than Baker Peterson?
Yes.
Another sensory outburst?
We think so, but there weren't any witnesses this time. The body was found in a bayou, by the Sauvage.
Okay.
You're not in trouble, I want to make that clear.
Somehow I've been getting that a lot lately.
But a woman not that way said she saw you near the area.
Kaminsky.
Yeah. Did you happen to know Max Sawyer?
Yeah.
How'd you know him?
I mean, he has a studio on Painter's Row. He's the one that died?
Yes. Like I said, you're not a suspect. We're just gathering information about him.
Okay. We went out one night like a week ago, but it was like a really quick thing. I didn't really know him.
And did he seem to have any symptoms then?
Not that I know.
Most of them haven't. There's a pattern here, and we're just trying to figure out what it is. It's early days. Most of these deaths have been around a French Quarter, but this one seems like an outlier. Do you know if he had any connections to that place?
The bayou? No.
It looked like there were some structures up there. I have pictures.
Okay.
They aren't graphic, if you're worried about that. These were taken after the body was removed. I don't know if this is what it usually looks like up there.
What am I looking at?
Pillars? I was hoping you'd tell me. I was thinking they were from that cult camp up there.
No, these are new.
It's hard to tell whether these structures are even natural or man-made.
These were by Kaminsky's place?
Yeah.
You think the deaths have to do with the cult?
Not necessarily, but we have 37 cases in our district. So, and this is just between the two of us, I don't think it's natural.
Not natural.
If you have any other information for us, we'd love to hear it.
I might.
But you're saying the people who lost their vision and everything, they got it back when they joined the cult?
Right.
Okay, I'm following.
Their leader, Necromon, would find people in their most desperate states when they were most vulnerable. Isolate them, then offer them their senses back.
But there was a catch.
Of course. It wasn't a true recovery. The people were like blank slates.
So they were unified.
Right, like a weird family, I guess.
And so when the cult dissolved, how did that happen?
Just fizzled, I guess. Like cults do.
Interesting. Usually there's more of a dramatic dethroning.
I guess not this time.
Did you tell all of this to Mason?
More or less.
More of the practical and less of the supernatural, I'm guessing?
You don't have to believe me.
No, I believe you.
Yeah? It's kind of out there for a cop.
Doesn't mean it's not true. I've always believed the other side is not that far away, and it seems like you are particularly attuned to this sort of stuff. A professional psychic and all that.
Professional tourist bait.
I've been hearing best palm reader in the city. I've always been told I have a very short lifeline.
That sucks.
So, the structures in the bayou, you said they haven't always been there?
No, they're new. They've only been developing in the past few weeks, I think.
And that's all you know about them?
Are you interrogating me?
We're in a bar. This isn't an office.
I don't think they are natural or man-made. I think something else is happening there.
That sounds like cult talk.
It does.
So they are connected with the cult. Well, there's something in these pictures I haven't figured out yet.
Hold on.
What?
In the pictures, do you see that?
It might be some scratches.
That was not on the structures before.
I could bump up the exposure if you want to see it better. You know, there's a studio around the corner that has a darkroom I use.
There's something here. But I don't know how safe this road is. Can you handle that?
Yes.
All right. I didn't think people still used darkrooms.
I'm nostalgic for older things.
And yet, you've never seen Star Wars, so I completely distrust you.
Well, I'll have to change that then.
How long does it usually take?
It'll just be a couple more minutes for this one to develop.
Cool.
So now we wait.
Okay.
Are you going to say something? It looks like you're trying to say something.
I keep thinking, have we met before?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just deja vu, I guess. Hey, on Mardi Gras, do you remember when we stepped into the cathedral?
Yeah.
I kind of blacked out.
Oh, really? Were you drinking?
Oh, no. It's just a condition, I guess. Anyway, I was just wondering what happened to me from your end.
We talked with the organist. He said the bells were working fine and you left.
Okay. Never mind then.
It's okay. It was a weird night.
Yeah. You got a thing for bugs, apparently.
What?
The photos. Not all of them are from Nola, looks like.
No, I've spent time all over. Did you always live in New Orleans?
I'm from Ohio, actually.
Yeah, I read that in your file.
Wow, okay. Stalker, I'm leaving right now.
I mean, I handle the files at work. It's kind of unavoidable.
Sure.
We get a list of things you've done, but not why you've done them.
One of the many flaws of the justice system.
So why'd you come down here?
There was something I had to get away from.
Something or someone?
Something.
Did you get away from it? Sometimes when you're running away from something for a long time, you realize it's a fear of it that's haunting you, not the thing itself. Here we go, that the colors are coming in. The darkest shadows always appear first.
That's pretty cool.
I redid a couple of these photos.
These structures, they almost seem like the beginnings of a building or something.
Yeah. Here's a photo you were looking at before.
It is easier to see.
Are they symbols? What is it?
It's my language.
What's it say?
Welcome back. I've got to make a call.
Okay.
Thanks for your help.
Do you need me to walk you home?
No.
Etsy! Hey!
Hey.
Black coffee.
Oh. Wow, thanks.
Of course. Are things slowing down at Zola's yet?
Somewhat. How's the shop?
Pretty steady.
Yeah.
Anyway, you wanted to talk.
Yeah. Jonah from the station came out to talk to me yesterday.
You're not, like, in legal trouble, are you?
Surprisingly not. He wanted to show me some pictures he took from the bayou. There was another death up there.
Oh. Close to the site of the Acropolis?
Yeah. Topher, the stones out there are still growing. They look like full structures.
Structures of what?
I don't know yet. But in the photo, there was writing on the stones. Like an inscription above a doorway, and it was written in my language. My childhood language.
What did it say?
Welcome back.
And that's addressed to you?
I don't know. I guess so.
Why did Jonah show you this?
I knew the guy who died.
Hmm. Did the guy write that on the stones?
It looked more like it grew that way.
Okay. And last year, the Void used your language through the people in the Tremor. My dad and Simone writing in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's connecting, at least.
Sort of. We still don't know why these people are dying or how to stop it.
How much does Jonah know?
About what?
I mean, just like you?
I mean, nothing.
Okay.
Why?
It just seems like he's not exactly helpful for us.
I don't get that impression, but okay.
He seems okay to you?
Yeah. I think so. It's hard to find allies with stuff like this.
Oh. Of course. That's the only way to beat this. And you deserve allies, Etsy. Every ally in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I should get back to work.
Me too. Call me later?
I will. Topher.
Mm-hmm?
Thank you.
For what?
The coffee.
And that's what these are?
Right, yes. Tinctures are usually an extract of plant or animal dissolved in ethanol.
That is so interesting.
They were sort of a mad science experiment back in the day. People would try different combinations and concentrations of those compounds for different effects, and then they would test them on themselves and other people.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. If you have any further questions, I would be more than happy to... Oh, Simone. Hey, are you okay?
Are you busy?
I don't have to be. Folks, we're actually gonna be closed until our next tour at 5, so sorry for the inconvenience, but thank you for stopping by. How are you today?
I was cataloging the deaths by location again this morning, and the latest cases stretch from Frenchman to the bayou to the airport.
Simone.
What?
You don't have to do this right now.
I need to solve this, Topher. But It doesn't look like it's location-based.
Okay, well, what we know is the bayou is still changing. Etsy discovered that whatever is out there is growing and now has her language scratched over the surfaces. So, we think these encounters are some kind of evolution in the symptoms from last year?
That's not possible.
Anyone who encountered the void is in
danger. But he wasn't affected.
Who wasn't?
Baker. He was never taken by the void in the tremor. He was never even exposed to it. I was the one exposed. Why would he be the only one that wasn't affected?
I don't know. That is a hole in the theory.
No, that is the theory. He never saw it. But it still happened to him. And Peyton, the girl that was visiting with her friends, you never confirmed that she was part of the tremor either.
If they weren't all affected by the tremor, maybe there's some other common denominator here.
We can't ask those affected, but we can circle back with the people that we talked with so far.
We can start with Danny. There's something here, Topher. I know I'm close.
But the true horror of the scene was just beginning to unfold.
Topher, Simone.
Danny.
We're actually closing for the day.
We have to ask you something important.
About Emerson. Did he have any kind of strange encounter before he died?
I don't know what you mean.
I know it's not a very specific question.
Did he encounter any sort of dark presence or force?
I don't want to talk about Emerson.
Please, this is really important.
It's important to you, but it isn't important to me.
What?
You want to be a hero all the time. You want to solve the world's problems, but some problems can't be solved. Some people go away and they can't come back.
Danny.
I want to move on. I don't want to think about...
What is it?
I'm losing more and more of him.
Do you remember anything else?
No, I don't. I don't want to talk about him anymore.
Okay. We'll leave you alone, Danny. I feel like every corner is a dead end. Danny has been saying she's forgetting things about Emerson for a while now, but this is another level. It's like even the memory of these people are just fading away.
They're being erased from existence.
Is that what could be happening? The void is taking them out of this dimension completely? We could check back with Etsy. She would know more about Emerson.
What?
Oh, he used to go to Zola's? She read his poem a week before he died. She would know more because of her visions, you know? Simone? What's up?
I have a few more visits to make.
Okay. You're not heading home?
No. I'll be home later.
Where do you need to go?
I won't be gone long.
Okay. Be careful.
Carson! Your car's out front. I know you're in here.
Someone's at your door.
Carson!
Who's there?
It's me, Simone.
Hey, Simone. What's up?
I need to prove a theory.
Okay.
I need to prove a theory about Baker, and it's important.
It's not really a good time.
I need to come in.
I guess. Okay.
Where do you keep your bottle opener?
This is,
Ashley.
Great.
Hi. Who are you?
I was Baker's girlfriend. I need to look at his schedule for the last few days.
His bag is by the table. I didn't want to touch it yet. Are you looking for something in particular?
Did he ever say anything about Etsy Dowman? Did he get a palm reading with her or talk to her?
The voodoo girl?
Yes. Did he ever meet with her?
Is that the girl that got drunk that one time and laid down next to the church?
What?
Who was this?
That was the girl that was laying down next to the church on Mardi Gras.
The cathedral.
Yeah. He didn't really talk about her. I thought she was more Topher's friend. Why?
I'm going to watch something on your Netflix.
Okay.
The cathedral. She was lying down when we found her, and we helped her up.
Are you okay? You seem I don't know. You're acting weirder than usual.
I'm thinking.
Okay.
He helped her up.
Look, man, if you need to talk about him or... What happened was really messed up. And you never think you're going to be the one that gets left behind, you know? I miss him too. He'd probably want me to help you through this, so... Yeah.
I'll have time to process it all after.
After what?
I should go.
Okay. I'll see you around.
Simone.
Hey.
Hey. Sorry. Come in.
How are you?
I'm okay. Can I take your coat, or...
Don't touch me.
Okay. What's up?
I was thinking about Mardi Gras. There were a lot of tourists this year. It was loud. And most people don't think about the little things that happen in the moment with so much going on.
Are you okay?
Baker and I found you by the cathedral. You were laying down on the street. We tried to get your attention, but you were really out of it until you snapped back into reality. Do you remember that? Baker helped you up. You touched him.
Where is this going?
Peyton, you gave her a palm reading. And you did the same thing for Emerson and Marley. All of the people that were affected have one thing in common. One person in common. You, Etsy. It wasn't people that were touched by the void. It was people that have been touched by you.
What?
You did this to them. You destroy people's lives. You're a poison.
I give palm readings every day. Not everyone I've touched has been...
Not yet. You said your powers are evolving. It's evolving, too. And it's using you, or you're using it, and at some point, there isn't a difference.
I'm not doing this. I'm not...
You're the monster. It's your fault. My dad is gone. Your fault, Baker, is gone. And if you touch my brother, he would do anything for you. You know that?
I...
Don't let him.
Thank you for listening to The Call of the Void. This episode was written and produced by Josie Eli Herman and Michael Allen Herman. This episode stars Amanda Buckhalter, Michael Allen Herman, Josie Eli Herman, Angel Jeter, Jonathan Davidson, Chrissy Becker, Allison McGroat, Mark Ujic, Vicky Morgan, Dan Johnson, and featuring Georgie the Cat as Martin Brody. Special thanks to this season's donors, Mary Abercrombie, John Bartman, Adam Blanford, Justin Bertel, Stepan Chia, Justin Clavette, Concilium Games, Connie Cowper, Ann Davis Rowe, Zane Desjarlais, Rebecca DiPuccio, Suzanne Elevecchi, Tim Araneta, Haley Evernett, Jennifer Fainuith, Julia Garlott, Ken Hansen, Larry Haught, Christine and Mark Herman, Sam Eifergen, Sam and Leslie Johnson, Martin Christensen, David Linder, Lauren and Zach London, Caitlin McLaughlin, Alexis McLeod, Jack Malash, Brenda Morgan, Mike Nucci, Elise Paquin, Craig Pearson, Anthony Sigmund Lowry, Jason Such, Gordon Turtle, Alexander Verbitsky and Roxana Line, Kate Voigt, and Marnie Warner. The Plymouth Community Arts Council is a proud sponsor of The Call of the Void. Our 774 North Sheldon campus in Plymouth, Michigan is dedicated to the visual and performing arts, hosting monthly exhibits and providing spaces to create your own extraordinary. Visit www.plymoutharts.com for programming and inspiration. We've been all about the arts since 1969. The Call of the Void is an independently produced audio drama, and we rely entirely on donations from people like you to keep us going.
If you have the means and would like to help, please consider donating to our show on our website at www.acornartsandentertainment.com/thevoid. We have a series of donation rewards starting as low as $5. We also have merchandise available on our website. You could also help us out by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. A single review goes a long way to help us find new listeners. For more details, please visit our social media on Instagram or Facebook at The Call of the Void Podcast or Twitter at The Call of the Void P. We'll be back next week to continue The Call of the Void. Stay tuned, stay sane.